The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition. Yeah, I know I didn't want to say it, but yeah, it is Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope everybody had a great bash, too. By the looks of it, some could hold their liquor and others, well, it's on the internet. We'll just leave it at that. It is the 29th of July, 2019. We've got all the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend coming at you in about 5 minutes. Funny enough, we are picking up right where we left off last week. Yeah, we talked about Google. We talked about Amazon. I'm talking about the systems here. Now let's talk about Apple. Oh, yes, Apple. If you thought they were the good guys, well, you might think differently now. Yeah, from what we can see now, Siri is just as much as a privacy invasion as those other two. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Alexa, Siri, and Google Assistant, they're all in the same club. Siri has made at least available some of the recording it's made with contractors, so and helping to improve the service. This also means contractors are charged with grading Siri's performance, meaning they're getting to hear your and I's details too. And these can be literally anything, from "Hey Siri, remind me to do so-and-so later," to "Activate this playlist for me, Siri," to "Hey, check it out, there's somebody's having sex." Yeah, Siri's been listening to you do that too. Now the contractors that have exposed this, of course, are not saying who they are, but according to The Guardian, where they've let their story go to, they've heard many of recordings featuring private discussions between doctors and patients, business deals, even criminal dealings. Now, Apple, of course, yes, they've got a statement for us, the usual PR statements, saying that a small portion of Siri's requests are analyzed to improve Siri and dictation, and users' requests are not associated with the user's Apple ID, meaning they won't know it's you, but then again, they've still heard you. Yep, I think we're finally at the end of the road that if you were thinking privacy and you own something like a smartphone or anything that's actually connected to online, yeah, forget it. It doesn't exist anymore. Hey, that Chrome OS dock is kind of big, isn't it? Sometimes it's a bit of an eyesore, particularly on a laptop. Google's aware of this now. That's why they're going to shrink it down. Now, this probably all has to do with that redesign of Chrome OS last year. As we all know, in that redesign, the dock taskbar, yeah, it was actually made a little larger to make it more touch-friendly. So Google's begun testing a new self-design in Chrome OS, showing a smaller, denser shelf in laptop mode. And from the pictures we've seen online, yeah, it looks a lot better. Now, like I said, yeah, Google insisting, yeah, pretty much always in the same sentence. I know. Being the fact that they're doing that right now, no, it's not going to be hitting your laptop anytime soon. But we have heard Google would like to push out this update to all laptop Chrome users sometime by the end of this year. Finally, boy, I don't have to tell the folks over there in the UK this week. It's been hot, hasn't it? And I'm sure a lot of you know this podcast is recorded in the Philippines, so I know exactly how you feel because it's that way every day here. Nonetheless, though, I'm sure you need a little AC. You've been inside probably thinking, gosh, I don't want to go back outside. I wish I could just take this air conditioning with me. Well, Sony's going to help you out with that, but just not today. Yes, get ready for the Rion Pocket. Yes, that is the new portable air conditioner from Sony. It's a small cooling device that you can actually wear like a portable air conditioner. Now, not only do you get this portable air conditioner, you're also going to get a shirt with it free too. Why? Because you need the shirt for it. Yes, there's a specifically designed back pocket of this shirt that will slip that air conditioner right in there and blow cool air throughout your body. Well, at least where the shirt's at. Another thing that's cool about it too, say you're in the winter months and boy is it cold, it can also warm you up too. Double the pleasure, double the fun. Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to try this out until around March of 2020. That is apparently the ship date for the Rion Pocket. Oh, and by the way, it's only coming out in Japan to begin with. Sorry for all of our hot UK listeners. I got your hopes up twice, didn't I? Not only is it not available, you're going to have to go to another country to get it. Happy Monday. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? We will if they won't. Send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is, of course, our website where you can get our podcasts, our blog reviews section, so much techie goody stuff going on over there. Check it out for yourself today. Check us out, too, on Facebook. Give us a like if you like us. British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back as your way for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely Monday, and thank you so much for listening.